Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is N7IVV, November 7, India. Victor, Victor. My name is Brad. Activating the FOC here, Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time here on this W4VA repeater, which is located in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the FOC Your Amateur Radio Association, and it uses a PL tone of 167.9 hertz for access. If anyone listening would like more information, you can see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A on topics such as radio hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and any other subject that's related to amateur radio activities. Let's see what kind of announcements we have tonight. Of course, field day coming up in 10 days or so. Call it exactly 10 days. There's a new ham workshop, K4DVE. I'm not sure if that's a person or a club, but anyway, that's coming up this Saturday, starting at 9:30 a.m. down in Stafford. Information's on our website. They're also having a VE session down there. I don't think it's the same location, but anyway, also at 9:30 a.m. So if you're ready to take a test this week, you can do that. We will be sponsoring a test session at our field day on Saturday the 25th at noon. So if you need an extra week to study, or if you go down and take the test and miss a question or two, you can study up a little bit more and then come back and retake the test. And, of course, field day on Saturday and Sunday, starting, transmitting starts at 2 p.m. on Saturday the 25th to run through 2 p.m. on Sunday the 26th. But we will all be there setting up before that, preferably earlier. We are expecting, as usual, high temperatures. It's too early to see really what the forecast will be, but I'm pretty sure we can guarantee 90 degrees or better with the heat index soaring above that. So keep that in mind when you come out. We'll talk about heat, heat injuries, and protecting yourself more next week, I guess. Anyway, the normal monthly casual get-together that hams around the area, but mostly our FOC Ear Amateur Radio Association hams have at the end of the month, our last Saturday of the month, normally would be held at Wegmans, but everyone's decided that it would be best to simply gather down there at Crockett Park. So bring a picnic breakfast or a mug of coffee or whatever works for you and gather down there. I'm sure that your normal 8:30 or 9 o'clock gathering time would not be too early down there, so wander on down there and hobnob and then help out with getting set up and ready to roll in the morning. And then, of course, also our July club meeting. You all should have received an email here.
This is K1HTV.
Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-Ray, no comment.
Kilowatt 3, Foxtrot Romeo.
KX40.
KM4, FPO.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
KF4, TEK, no comment.
KO4, VNZ, no comment.
Okay, K1HTV, Rich, KO4, Whiskey Yankee X-Ray, Matt, in and out, thanks for checking in, K3FR, Ron, W4RKU, Kevin, I think that was KX40, you must be on Echolink, KM4SPL, Bob, KM4OZH, Gil, and KF4TEK, Mike, and KO4VNZ, Chuck, Mike and Chuck, in and out, thanks for stopping by. Any other check-ins tonight, go ahead. Okay, we'll call that. Of course, anybody who wants to check in can do so here a little bit later. and have a chance to comment and say hi. I'm just sitting here looking at the club page for coming up to actually, I guess it's the home page, and looking at the picture of my truck from Field Day last year. And, of course, I was looking at it here the last week or two also, but anyway, it's been getting a paint job. It looks a whole lot better than that picture last year. Anyway, that's got nothing to do with our topic tonight. Question was posed by one of our members. What may be the differences between portable and mobile? And there is a slight difference, at least in my mind. Portable, of course, means that you can set up a station, you can, you know, you pack it up in something and haul it out and set it up someplace else and operate. Well, that can include something as simple as a handheld, you know, an HT, walking out in the middle of the field, and you are now operating portable. Assuming the only frequencies that you need to access are what you have available on your HT. The fact that you had to walk away, that you can walk away from your vehicle, makes you more portable, whereas a vehicle, of course, is going to be stuck to a road and not able to go anywhere, everywhere, but still. Now, if you start growing and need to make a portable station that's a little bit bigger than that, now you're into a little bit more of a project. And here, my feeling is you can kind of sort of fudge it with a vehicle to give you some power and whatnot, but technically speaking, portable would literally mean out away from a vehicle and no power available to you from the power lines, and something that's quickly deployable and quickly packable so that you can move to another spot if you need to. So, what constitutes portable from that standpoint? Obviously a radio that's not terribly heavy, an antenna that's easy to deploy, and or multiple antennas, but preferably one that's multi-band. And types of equipment, that's going to be up to the user. There's lots and lots of options, more and more options these days than they used to be 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago. Things are much, much smaller, much, much lighter. Batteries are... They last longer, okay? You've got more juice per cubic inch now than you used to have, so it's a little easier to pack. Now, a lot of our soda people will go portable, and, you know, they throw everything in. I'm assuming they throw in a backpack in so they can hike up the hill, but you know what? I've never actually seen people who do soda avidly. I've never seen their actual packed gear, so I'm just assuming that you would throw in a backpack. And if you're working HF, of course, you're going to need, more than likely, you're going to need some sort of a wire antenna, and that's going to be your best bet. And there's all kinds of ways you can do that. You obviously need to get it up off the ground somehow, so if you're around trees, a slingshot would be helpful to get it up there. I mean, you know, you can just kind of go on down the whole list. I mean, it's like, okay, make a list of everything you're going to need if you're going to go live on this deserted island for a month. But that's kind of what it takes. So with all that said, I guess we'll go down the list, and everybody that's willing to chat tonight can talk about what your capabilities might be and add or take off the list. As you see fit. So we'll start with Rich. I'm sure you've had plenty of experiences going mobile in your career. So how are you tonight? K1HTV M7IVV.
Brad, M7IVV from K1HTV. Thanks for doing the net. You're usually a great job, and appreciate all your efforts. As far as portable, I don't have anything really I could that I would call a portable station. Like some guys are ready to go with a run box with everything in it but the kitchen sink. I do not have one of those. Instead of my operations would be whatever is in the vehicle, which is 2 meters. I do have a multi-mode radio, which would cover 270 centimeters, and the 222, which is not in the vehicle, but could be easily put in there. But and I've got the antennas for those three vans on the roof, even though I'm only using the 2-meter one right now. But nothing portable per se, but that's my answer to that. Sorry. I've activities. Solar flux is up to 140, dropped down 6 points from yesterday. Yesterday was an outstanding, or 2 days ago, 3 days ago, Sunday already, was an outstanding day for VHF for 6 meters and 2 meters. There was E-skip on 2 meters, where Andy was over at the KAGP station up in the new QTH of WHZN, what will be the new QTH of Terry WHZN out in Shawneeland out there in the western, northwestern part of the state. They had a number of E-skip openings. And if Andy's on later, he can explain just what they copied. I didn't copy any E-skip. I noticed one of them near the end of the afternoon. I should have gotten on early because some of the locals did work out to the Midwest and down towards Texas. But on 6 meters, on the contest was outstanding. Just worked 330 or so, 350 contacts on 6 meters. Now the grid total was about 205 of those, 205 on 6 meters. Of those, six were in Asia, JAs. 66 were in Europe, 66 grids in Europe, and the rest of the grids were in North America. Worked 11 JAs, six on Saturday, five on Sunday on 6 meters. I was heard in China. I heard a Chinese station.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks, Rich. Yeah, have fun up there this weekend. And, yeah, we'll catch you Sunday night when you come back. Sorry, I'm working on something. Trying to think, but nothing happens. K3FR, Ron, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
Okay, very good. K3FR. Well, let's see. Could I go for it? Well, I don't have any crap and take for HF. So I guess I'll... of course, vertical, I've got 2 and 432, well, 70 centimeter antenna capability on both cars.
Okay, great, Ron, thanks. Just a note or two as we go down, I guess I'll put my comments in. As far as portable, it would take me a little while to gather up the equipment that I need, sort of. In the car, I've got capability radio-wise for HF all the way up through UHF. However, at the moment, I do not have an antenna connected. Matter of fact, the mount actually slipped off my trunk lid for my HF antennas, but that wouldn't take long to put back on. I do have, this is what I was going to mention. I have, as I'm sure many of you do, and if you don't, you need to kind of make this part of your mantra, power pole connectors. Everything's connected with power pole connectors, plus I have a little kind of a terminal block, if you will, which I can put 5 or 6 devices on. With
N7IVV.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. I had a thought here a week or two ago, and I'm thinking about it again, and I've got a microphone in my hand, so that means I'm going to talk about it. I would like to, but I don't really want to coordinate it, but it's getting kind of late, so I may have to if I want to do it. For field day, I'd like to have some sort of activity for people that aren't actually on the air. Specifically for new operators, new hams. I'm thinking of something like, let's build an antenna. And I think we all know how easy it is to build a dipole antenna. Gosh, most of you that have all checked in here are quite familiar with that, with the exception of maybe, I guess, Matt and Chuck are new. But we can certainly broadcast that. I think that would be a good thing for people to do. You don't need to actually use them for the field day stations, but it's kind of like a Cub Scout day camp or Boy Scout camp. You can make the stuff, get your merit badge, and take it home. So anyway, something we should think about. I guess I'll have to talk to field day coordinators. KX40, Charles, you should coordinate that. You're our antenna guy. How are you, John, on N7IBP?
Thanks, Brad. KX Pro. Good evening, everyone. I have been promoting a field day through the various local media outlets. The way to do that has completely changed with the local media, Fuck You Now, FuckYou.com, et cetera. It's on there, and we'll see what happens. I have invited at least one politician who's confirmed he's coming. That's going to be good. I will now be officially, unofficially, the host for these people as they come in. And so I will be taking them around. I will also have this for regular visitors. So that'll just be my job for field day. And those can work like that, except maybe at night. Portable stations, yeah. I have HF gear, a backpack, an Electcraft KX3 with some various roll-up in-fed antennas that work pretty well, as well as my favorite battery is a 10G 10 amp hour, about the same size as a typical gel cell. Really well, very light. And of course, like for the horse race this past weekend, I created a whole new portable beaconing, digipeating system. I was asking a question on the net the other day. I couldn't get it to digipeat, but it does do a pretty good job of plugging right into the cigarette lighter and just working all in one nice closed case. All that will be on display at field day, along with some other things, probably some soda gear to have some sort of counterpoise to what's going on with the regular stations in the field. That'll be fun. Forward to it. KX Pro, back to net.
All right, sir. Thank you. Thanks for your efforts with our PR for the club and for the activity. Appreciate all your work there. Too often goes on in the background, and we don't really know what's going on. We don't hear about it, so we'll definitely have to work on that. And I, while I'm thinking about it, I'm going to do something here while we hear from Bob. KN4SPL, N7IVV, go ahead.
N7IVV, KN4SPL in the net. Good evening, all. Let's see, portable stations. I actually have two. I have my Yaesu FT450D that I will be bringing to field day, and hopefully with help from Kevin, we can get all my software issues fixed up. And if not, Brad, I'm coming for you. I know you can help me out. So let's just see how everything shakes out. But back to the portable stations, let's see, I also have my Zygu G90, which is a low power, it's a 20 watt, not quite QRP, but it's also a very small rig and has a really good antenna tuner to it, and I got my 20 amp hour batteries, some Renogy solar panels, and the Chameleon emergency backpack with multiple HF antennas in it, so I feel like I have a pretty good little portable station to be able to take out and do some HF on. So so that's what I got. And let's see, the only thing, other thing I have to add is I was able to procure a trailer for the a digital station, so at least there'll be a trailer for that. I saw that was lacking in the list of things needed for field day. So anyway, that's what I got. N7IVV, KN4SPL.
Oh, very good. Very good, Bob. That's great. Appreciate your work on the trailer there. Yeah, you know you're welcome over here anytime. We'll swap. I'll fix your computer. Set that up while you install a couple of switches for me just because I'm lazy. I got tired of going out in the backyard and wanting to watch the stars and everything and having the dang dog run around the backyard and turn on all the motion-sensing lights. And so what I'm going to do is the more modern 21st century thing, and I'm going to install some remotely activated light switches. And that way I can, from my smartphone, I can turn them on and off from the comfort of my deck upstairs instead of having to wander all over. As a matter of fact, one of them I can't even get to without turning the breaker off. So anyway, a couple of simple projects I just need to get to periodically during the day. Let's see. Looks like we're KM4OZH. Gil, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
N7IVV, this is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Brad, and everybody on the net. Well, let's see, portable. I'm not really very portable. I wouldn't want to lug all my gear very far, but for a single operator field day the other year, you know, I was in a sort of portable, took a bunch of my mobile gear equipment and set it up in one of my farm wagons with a extension ladder off the back, and that was the center support for a off-center fed dipole. So, yeah, it was a big complicated deal. I set it up all myself, but, you know, once again, I wouldn't want to have to lug all that stuff very far. So, just wasn't real easy, but, you know, other than that, just handhelds, so to be, you know, an emergency situation I go somewhere. But so obviously not very well prepared to be quickly portable. Let's see here, and then VHF contest, I'll throw in my little 2 cents there that 6 meters was the most I've ever seen. It was fantastic. And so I had my personal best high score, and so it all worked. And I cut my number of grid squares that I activated down to 4. That's the fewest that I've done in quite some time, and still managed to have the highest score and my highest multiplier count that ever. So, but that was all due to the 6 meter openings, which I definitely took advantage of. That's about all I got going on here. This is KM4OZH. Back to net.
Now, Gil, I just realized something as you signed off there. You'd make a good broadcast.
Okay, 3FR with a recheck.
Okay, so it's going to be a quiet night. Go ahead, Ron, K3FR and 7IVV.
Okay, just a very, very quick one. I'm going to stand up on the side of the power poles. Great little thing. I converted over from direct power cabling to a little four-port power pole module there, and ran my one power supply in, and pulled my two radios off, and it worked out very, very nicely. The conversion went pretty quickly. We've got the power pole set, or the box set under the desk here. And just plug the things in, and keeps it nice and neat. Now I've got to think about cutting down on some of the amount of wire I have. N7IVV, K3FR.
Okay, thanks for that, Ron. Yeah, I think most of us here have heard of and used power poles for anybody who may be brand new. And this is N7IVV. Closing the Farinet, returning the repeater to normal use. Have a good evening and a pleasant tomorrow.
N7IVV, this is KO4VNZ, over.
KO4VNZ, N7IVV, hey Chuck.
Hey Brad, I was thinking tomorrow might be a good day to come over if it's convenient for you, maybe in the afternoon or evening. I don't know what works for your work schedule, but we had talked about driving your truck over.
Yeah, that would be fine. Would you say 5:30? 6 o'clock, 5:30 or 6, whatever.
Yeah, I can make it 6 o'clock. That'll work. And I'll just come by your house. I got your address off of QRZ, and I think I can find it. Over.
Yep, easy to find, and all of that information is accurate. Okay, great. I will look for you tomorrow at 6. I'll talk to you then, and 7IBB.
Roger, N7IVV, this is KO4VNZ, clear.
Node KX4O, disconnected.